Hi there. It's the start of a show, and we're attempting to multitask and do a number of things. Go back to the other screen and put in that we're talking. Hi, I'm Sir Garbage Truck, and T101's here with me, and we're at a little thing called Assembly 2011. It's the 20th Assembly, and they've had a few things going on today. Unfortunately, we were not able to broadcast them because we don't have an audio stream yet, but that's okay. We'll have one at some point before tomorrow, before the actual music compos start. And we've basically been in this little room thing for a while since I got here, I guess, actually. I left for about 20 minutes and went around and saw some folks. But mostly it has been just being down here trying to hook up the mixers. We don't have enough jack connectors. And the reason why we don't seem to have very much audio equipment, apparently, is because all the audio guys have been very, very busy today preparing for a live act by the name of Machina Supremacy. And Machina Supremacy was live on stage, I guess, about 3 hours ago. And we did not have an audio feed, which, of course, means that we couldn't actually broadcast them. And I know that was disappointing for some of you. And tomorrow, Press Play and Tape will be here, and we will try to make sure that we do get an audio feed for that. We'll try our best. Again, there may be some complications. One of them being that apparently the band would really like to have the power to listen to the recording before it's aired, which would mean that it couldn't be live. But again, we're going to try and talk to them because they're friends of ours, and we will see what we can do about convincing them to say, look, it's the people listening are your fans, and they're not going to complain if you mess up one note. I mean, having already, they can't be worse. I mean, they can't do a worse singing job than I did at the last Breakpoint during the bass concert when I forgot practically all the words to practically all of the songs. So, again, it's Assembly. We've had some things that we would have liked to have shown or played, but, well, we're here now. We're going to do a very short show, and
That means cutting truck off every now and then.
Yes, exactly. I have to work tomorrow. T101 will be back here around 2. And I should also mention, this entire weekend, all of the times that will be announced will be in Finnish time, because we're in Finland. And no one that is here at Assembly that's going to be making announcements on stage is going to adjust it for your local time zone, because our local time zone is Finland. So when you hear a time from anybody here, if you're in Central Europe, that's 1 hour off from you. If you're in Portugal or in the UK, that's 2 hours. If you're in Moscow, it's 1 hour, but the other way.
If you're in Japan, you're sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. And you can listen to it on Relive. And the same thing if you happen to be in Chicago. So, and if you're in Australia, it's winter. So, just saying. We just queued up the show to start now, and somebody asked, "Hey, what time is the next show?" Another thing is we will not be taking requests this weekend because it's very difficult to do such during a party when the times slip on everything. The opening ceremony was 3 hours late. And it wasn't that they weren't ready to go with the opening ceremony. It was that they didn't have all the kids inside because there were so many folks that showed up today. They were surprised. They had the minimal security crew because normally it's Thursday. You know, people show up normally on Friday after things go on. But everybody came to see Machina Supremacy or to have the experience of the full 4 days for the 20th. So, they had basically 3-hour queues, and they just held up the opening ceremony for 3 hours. I'm kind of concerned because of the fact that nobody is actually mentioning that the show has started. I'm assuming, though, that we have actually started. And those of you that are familiar with my shows know why I might be a little bit worried. Because some of my shows have started off and there's nothing there. Oh, look.
We're live.
I'm live.
Hi, support. It's me.
So,
it's him as well.
Yes, exactly. So that's about it for my introduction. We wanted to play a couple tunes, and then we have things to do. I have to get to work tomorrow.
And I have to get to Boo Zembly, finally.
Yeah, I think I'll stop by and see if some of the folks that I saw earlier today have made it out there.
But either way...
De Tucker mentioned that the show is hosted. The show's hosted.
It is hosted. By yours truly, Sir Garbage Truck, and me, myself, and I, T101.
Yes. I was thinking maybe it meant hosted by some sponsor or something. I'm going to look for somebody to elaborate on that further. But you wanted to play a track.
And hi, this is T101, of course. And because we had the Machine and Supremacy concert here and we were unable to record or broadcast, I queued up a track by Machina Supremacy to get you guys kind of feeling what we felt here while listening to it through our little data center here while trying to get the show on the air.
Through the walls. I mean, basically, during all the testing, there was a lot of discussion of, hey, you're really loud. Well, I'm trying to talk over Machina Supremacy. Well, don't worry about the background noise. But the walls are reverberating. So, it's kind of difficult to notice.
Yes.
Anyway.
So anyway, I'm going to play a track by Machina Supremacy called Multiball. I hope you guys enjoy it. Here we go. We'll be right back. was Machinist Supremacy and Multiball, just in honor of their very well done gig here at Assembly, which both me and Truck missed because of stuff.
But we did see the first track, which I have been waiting for about 10 years to see them play live, which was a little track by somebody named Chris Gilsbeck. And, it was something called The Great Gianna Sisters. They didn't play the entire track. They played, however, about 85 or something.
Truck, your...
Yeah. Look, I could actually turn the volume on. So my volume was really, really low and probably not. Anyway, the point was we got to see the first portion, and it was Great Gianna Sisters, and I've been waiting about 10 years to hear them play that live. So there you go. You had another track that you wanted to play before we fall asleep.
Yeah, because we're... keeping this short and sweet because he needs to go to sleep, he has work, and I need to go to Boo Assembly because like 400 of people want to see me there, so I'm just gonna go there. So for the last track, I chose a short track by Skaven. It's an old S3M track, a tracker track. I just chose it because it was played in, at some assembly, I forget the year, but anyway, Skaven is Skaven, so you can't argue with that. And with this, we bid you...
One thing.
Well,
TMC. The guys from the band would really like to have... they asked for the gig not to be shown because they wanted the chance to see the stuff first. So if I were you, I'd mail them first before you put any of the video online anywhere. Just as a courtesy, and just to say, hey, there you go. Just mail them before you do anything with it, and they'll say that you enjoyed the gig and also that you recorded it. But just before, don't put it anywhere without checking with them first. Okay, so yeah, tracks and stuff.
Yeah, talk for a moment there.
Okay, I'll continue to talk. We will be here tomorrow, and I think we're ready to go now.
Yeah.
One of the things, we normally, we've been using Tractor for starting the shows up, but due to logistical issues, we're not able to use Tractor today, so we're kind of back to the old single-use playlist-type garbage, and... now it's Windows Media Player, which is less than helpful. It won't tell us how long we have to go with the track.
Yeah. We'll try VLC tomorrow, but no one knows.
Yeah, we're going to see what we're going to get a little bit better.
And also tomorrow, if we do get the feeds, I will be broadcasting the Fast Music Compo here at Assembly. And me, myself, and I alone, because Truck will be at work. And so bear with me, guys and gals. It's going to be my first time alone with all this crazy equipment. So we'll see how that turns out. It should be quite entertaining, to say.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll be broadcasting a little bit tomorrow afternoon. I don't know what exactly. I mean, basically, if we're able to... And again, we're going to try really hard to get Press Play on tape and their thing to relay that live, because that would be really good. But the thing is, either way, I'll be here a little bit later in the evening to at least queue up some tracks and talk a little bit about the party. And there are some folks here who have said that they'd like to actually come down and say some stuff. So we'll do that. We'll put it on some stuff, and we'll try to get Press Play on tape. Tomorrow. But the big day is, of course, Saturday. That's the day that most of the stuff is taking place. So that's going to be, well, kind of tag team. Anyway, track, thing.
Yeah, track. And with this track, we bid you adieu, as a Zipoid would say. Possibly, likely, enjoy the rest of the night. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for more scary situations on scenesad.com.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night,
people.
Thank you.